Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Accent on LA Talk Radio, Pacific Time from 6 till 7. Okay, then everybody who is not in LA, please tune in right now. And hopefully a lot of people will be watching us on Facebook this time, because we have two continents, a bridge between both of them, sitting here in our studio. And I'm so excited that they made the time to be here with us on LA Talk Radio. And I think this is like some of the songs that we'll be playing, they'll be premiering on my show, hopefully. And we'll be hearing story behind the songs that I will be playing. Then maybe first and foremost, I will introduce guests who I think we saw Mietek Szcześniak, big Polish star, but really he's an international star, singer, songwriter. Huh? Are you a songwriter too? Mietek Szcześniak. Hi, Mietek Szcześniak, or Mieczysław Szcześniak. And he's God angel, God princess, godmother, or just wonderful friend, Wendy Waldman. How can I, who is a big star too, and will describe in words everything about both of our guests. But Wendy, this is like the coolest relationship that you both have for
11 years. Yeah.
Okay. Wendy. Yeah. Wendy originally is, of course, from, not from LA.
I am from LA.
You were born here?
I was born and raised in Los Angeles.
Then you are like so LA girl.
I am. My father wrote a lot of television music, and I grew up Woodman Avenue.
Oh my gosh,
that's I went to school on Woodman Avenue.
That you know every stone that you are stepping here. That's so cool. And now you have this 11 years friendship with Mietek Szcześniak, who I will say really is one of the most admired voices in my country, and of course not only in Poland. Then having you here for right now, years coming and going, recording with Wendy, creating your albums with Wendy, and doing bigger sounds. Will you ever think that one day this will happen? Life like that for you between both countries?
At first, you are so kind. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's so sweet.
You know, this is something which, talking about our friendship with Wendy, which is not so often. It's really, actually, really rare in your life, especially when you are in your meet. How can you say it in English? Not young, not old.
Middle age, as opposed to the middle ages.
So middle ages is really difficult. Just
to make friendships, you are so right.
Yeah. To find somebody who, like, wiser than us talking, who can just watch in the same direction.
Yeah. This is like sign from God or from whoever, because people have these vibes about each other, and I think if they really like marry the vibes together, the friendships can stay for whole life. But we are talking not only personal friendships, we are talking creativity. And working with somebody for 11 years, this is so big accomplishment, which means that you both read each other's minds and hearts and souls, just like one
we
almost.
We are friends for life.
Yeah,
Wendy, I would love to start a little bit with your life, because I have my own story how I met you, and you don't probably even remember. I met you through Irena Jarocka, my dear friend.
I do remember.
She was a wonderful friend of mine, also singer-songwriter like me, and I wrote some songs for her on the album, and she was writing or creating her last album before she died. She said, you need to meet Wendy. She's wonderful. She's in LA. You both need to meet each other. She sent me contact to you, and you invited me for the show. There was house show, and it was
a house concert.
I came with my family, with my tiny daughter then. I don't know how old was she, Natasha, who now sings too beautifully. And you were playing, singing, and you had a gentleman with you on a guitar, which then we discovered that Traum, that he was our our family.
Right.
Is very, very close family to us, and sad story too, because you lost the friend.
Yes.
And I met him once or twice with his wife.
Artie Traum. Great Artie Traum.
Then big name in the industry. But, you know, you were a stranger. Your music was bigger than life, beautiful. The house was filled with wonderful people who came in especially for you. Then was this gentleman, which then my husband said, my God, that's my uncle, you know. It's so close, my grandpa's daughter or son. Then, you know, like how world could be, you know, mixing us. Now you are my guest, of course, few times, maybe 2-3 times. And yes, and you're coming back, and you're coming back with Mietek Szcześniak, which I had a pleasure to spend 1 second. And we have great picture from Polish Film Festival, because you are coming also in this time that big things happen in Los Angeles for the Polish culture and American culture, and you are also part of this event, big, close relationship with Polish Film Festival.
Right.
Then I think, how does this happen? But first and foremost, Wendy, you will come back to Polish relationships. Please, can you tell us a little bit of your life story, how this started for you?
I was born and raised here, and I grew up with a father in the music business, a great musician. My father was Fred Steiner, and he wrote the Perry Mason theme. He wrote Years of Rocky and Bullwinkle. He wrote The Bullwinkle Show. He wrote music for Star Trek, the original Star Trek, and Twilight Zone.
Wow.
And he was a very, very well-known television composer. So we grew up here in Sherman Oaks. And I became interested in music in my teens and started... First, I wanted to be a blues musician because they were playing classical music in the house all the time. And how do you rebel? You know, your parents are playing, you know, with all these great musicians. They're, you know, we're going to play Mendelssohn tonight. So how do you rebel? You go and you listen to Robert Johnson and, you know, the Yardbirds and the Rolling Stones. But then as I began to become serious, I got tired of the three chords of the blues. Of course, I'd heard Mendelssohn growing up, so I became a songwriter. Wow. And it's been almost 50 years. And I've had very good years. I've had some hits. I co-wrote Save the Best for Last for Vanessa Williams.
Hit.
And a big country hit, Fishing in the Dark, and a lot of other songs. And I've also had years where nobody wanted anything to do with me, and we starved. You know, we ate tortillas, and
yeah, but we are.
That's our gig. You know, that's
people
what we
are.
Do.
Creative people. We never look. I think it's good when good things happen to us, but creativity just comes naturally.
Yeah, you do it.
You need to do it. This is your voice, your soul voice. We cannot stop creating, and I always think that any creation eventually will find the way to be part of somebody else's life.
I think that's true. However, I think that we artists have to be prepared for the dim fact that that could happen after you're dead.
Yes, that's the saddest thing. Even with classical musicians.
Of course, look at Schubert.
The biggest,
Look at Bach. I mean, but the other thing that happened to me was I spent 10 years down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
And I started producing records there.
Yeah.
And they were very generous to me for a community that's very conservative.
Yeah. They don't like outsiders.
They don't like outsiders. They certainly never tolerated women engineers or producers. And there weren't a lot of Jews there either. So I had, and I was a pop musician, but I had all strikes against me. But it was a time in the history of Nashville when they really were open to pop musicians coming in. Mm. You know, folk pop musicians coming in. It was in the mid '80s, early '80s, and for some reason, it worked very well. And I learned there to make records. Mm. I had always wanted to, but that wasn't going to happen in L.A. It was the country musicians who said,
What's going on with country music is just so amazing right now. I think they're coming like singer-songwriter style. It's a lot of pop sounds in the country right now. I think maybe you need a hello one phone call, and they'll be, oh, Wendy, where have you been for the last
week? A friend of mine said that. We need you to come back.
It's like, I really think this is the great time for you because you bring every corner of your talent and of blues and country and singer-songwriter style and pop and classical upbringing. You got the more than three chords in you.
Now.
Yes. And then I think you need to do that. You call them.
Ilona.
No, you do it.
If I can say something.
I will hurt you.
You need to hear the new song? CD of Wendy Waldman. Wendy Waldman writing all the time beautiful songs. And she's singing really, really good.
We know that. I wish that you brought guitars because we are lucky sometimes you play live and we can hear something.
This last CD will be incredible.
Wow.
And it will go Blue Balloon, probably.
I think it'll be called Blue Balloon.
Blue Balloon?
It'll come in March.
Okay, we need to have our... No, you with this first song or something. I would love to play. I would love to talk with you more, and we'll be playing song many you wish, because we'll do premiere. And some people say that really this cute little tiny show and LA Talk Radio gives really, really good beginning to a lot of great music. Then I'm so... We'll be all of you here.
Thank you. Thanks. We will do it for sure.
Yay! But all now right. we
Enough
are...
Enough about me. Talk about
we dude. Now we are... passing baton to Mietek Szcześniak, and we'll be talking a little bit about your career, but I think what's better than start from the music, yes? Maybe we'll need to listen to your voice, just go crazy with listening to the sound of your voice. We'll more understand why Wendy found in your voice and your soul something so similar that 11 years later, you both are deeper and deeper, creating bigger sounds or any sound that you both decide to put for us and for our hearts.
Maybe we have, this is not America.
Oh, that's a cool title to start the song. Okay, tell us one more time, title.
This is not America.
This is not America? What? Before, day before we are voting, what?
It's what not
you
my
can
words.
Tell us?
It's words by...
The great David Bowie.
Great. And this is my small monument for him.
Wow, then you did your own version?
Yeah.
Before he passed.
Before?
Mietek did that.
That was
And we did it live in studio with incredible Krzysztof Herdzin trio.
Where did you record this song?
Sorry?
Where?
It was in Warsaw, S4. S4. Means that studio of radio, big beautiful room.
This is a live recording, yes?
Yeah.
This is not America, and we are voting tomorrow. Then people, whoever think that this is not America and they want to vote for something that they will make America the great or the make for us.
Listen it carefully.
Whoa! Okay, listen everybody carefully.
To stare too long, America, for this spirals to the ground.
Gift. You create a mood like a magician. Yeah, I know you know it's nothing wrong to be a little bit arrogant about your talent. You need to be, because you really are very special. Very special. I hope you know how amazing you are. Tell us. You know. You must listen to yourself and say, "Wow, I sound great."
There are some things which I like in me, you know. It's, for example, this one, that my wandering is bigger than my brightness.
Wow. You know, again, great artists always are not having enough of feeling secure with the greatness that they bring to the people's ears. But that's why they are great artists, you know, because you're always reaching out higher and higher. This is so beautiful. The
this
way
is a beautiful song. This is a beautiful song and beautiful, very talented co-workers, you know, mm-hmm. only in this of kind of, yeah,
great
beautiful arrangement.
And so, a great vocal.
No,
great vocal.
Thank you, but vocal is that can tell a story when everybody working together.
You are right, but still you are leader, but you are right, the heartbeat needs to be together, because special in the songs that they give you so deep emotional mood and puts you in this, like this one, at ease. And really your voice is like velvet again. It's so beautiful. You have scale coming up and down, and It seems like never issue with any vocal problems for you. You can go up and down, left and right. And I know we have three more songs, and I know your songs from the past, but obviously because I am not in my country all the time, then when from time to time I hear your songs from the past, you are amazing then and amazing now. Then you are developing whatever style you have, crazy way.
In his maturity, his maturity, he's really found the depth. It's great to
watch. That's a journey. This is a journey. And I think it's so cool to have you here. And hopefully whole world is listening to us. And this show will be ready for downloads. Then people, like 2 hours right after the show forever, that anybody who wants to listen over and over to the sound of the Mietek Szcześniak voice and wants maybe to contact him, always through Wendy Waldman Facebook page, please do so, or Mietek Szcześniak, which is very hard to pronounce it, but on Akcent on the Facebook page, I have all links included, then it's very easy to really get in touch. Or contact me, Ilona Europa. We'll find the way.
That. The Siri found a way to say my name. Me, yeah, take.
Is that what Siri says?
Oh, that's funny.
Well, me, yeah, take.
Oh, me, yeah, take. Me, yeah, take. Okay. But, you know, whole world needs to learn your name, Mietek. How you spell your name? Mietek?
Mietek.
Yeah.
M-I-E. Just
Mietek. M-I-E.
T-E-K.
Mietek.
And then we have this crazy word, Szcześniak, which...
But this is from Szczęście. Szczęście in Polish means happiness. So I'm a happy one from my name and from my first name. It's very special, very old and very Polish.
Yes.
It means in Polish, the glory of the sword.
Excuse me. Say the whole name, though. Say the whole name.
Mieczysław.
Mieczysław. That's so beautiful name. So beautiful also.
And so old version.
Yeah. But you have the easiest version. Mietek Szcześniak. Anyway, let's play one more song, maybe, because we have three more. I really want to play all of them. Then which one? We have something in Polish?
Something in Polish.
Okay. Do you want Nierówni? Do you want Nierówni. Just jeden?
Nierówni, this is the title of the last CD. This is my compositions, small compositions to the beautiful poems of Polish poet Jan Twardowski, who was a priest, and he's talking about love and about the world, and about kind of humor he had. it's incredible. Picture of the world,
but the title is Nierówni is not equal. Then is very interesting title. Then I think words can describe why he called and you called the album. It's this very way.
Yeah, this is interesting. Just because he suggests in one of the poems that there is nobody who is perfect. We have our holes and we are unequals. Only when we are together we can build something really beautiful.
You're right. It's so always weird to me to see people who think that are better than somebody else, not knowing that one day they will come to this somebody else begging them for what they have to offer. And it's like, oh, now my stuff is not important. I really need what you have to offer. We are not equal, but we are equal when we work together. That's a beautiful title. Okay.
So I put it this beautiful poem in a music which is pop, but which is classic too. So this is Brazilian music, bossa nova and samba. I decided to do it just because of contact with Brazilian musicians through Paulinho Garcia, who living now in Los Angeles, but we recorded that in Chicago.
Oh.
We're Brazilian musicians. I wanted to do this organic and doing by people, not machines.
Live music.
And I wanted to just put this beautiful poem with the music which hadn't a frame of the time.
I saw live performance, I think, on the Facebook you have on your artist mm-hmm. page. Then I was sniffing around and watching you singing that I'm familiar with this one. Beautiful. And you ask your friend, because he's on, is living in LA, and yeah. will be great to have him here. He's from Brazil. He's got an accent, probably.
Yeah, he's
and
great.
Then we'll play his music, too, with this contact, all our togetherness. We are nerovni, but we are together, equal.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely then. Yes, just let me have him on the show. Okay, let's listen to the song. Uh-oh, doesn't want to play. What's happened? Huh. We have some problems.
Regular thing in life.
just doesn't want to play. I can ask engineer in second, but maybe we talk about Nerovni, then maybe let's see if we can play.
Yes,
Sam, we have some problem. This is our boss entering. We cannot play. Hi, boss, Sam, head of the radio station. We cannot play the song. It's just hanging.
Because maybe it's not there anymore.
Mm. That's a live show. We love that. We are not nervous. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then people can see how everything can be repaired, hopefully, in time of the
I
show.
I had an accident when I was at first in America. It was in 1990. And it was a festival of festivals. The winners of different European festivals were invited. And it was in Nashville. And I had a how do you call this?
Is that it, Ilona?
It's called Nerovni. No, yes, Nerovni, yes.
Not playing, huh?
It's not playing. Table?
Oh, a cassette.
In Polish?
Tape. Just tape. Oh.
Wszyscy mieli po cztery jabłka, gdyby wszyscy byli silni jak konie, gdyby wszyscy byli jednakowo bezbronni w miłości, gdyby każdy miał to samo, gdyby każdy miał to samo, nikt nikomu potrzebny. To, co mam i to, czego nie mam, nawet to, czego nie mam komu dać, zawsze jest komuś potrzebne. Nierówni potrzebują siebie. To, co mam i to, czego nie mam, nawet to, czego nie mam komu dać, zawsze jest komuś potrzebne. Nierówni potrzebują siebie. Nierówni potrzebują siebie. Jest noc, żeby był dzień, ciemność, żeby świeciła gwiazda. Jest ostatnie rozstanie i rozłąka pierwsza. Kochamy, bo innym serce wychłudło. Kochamy, bo innym serce wychłudło. List przybliża, bo inny oddala. Co mam i to, czego nie mam, nawet to, czego nie mam komu dać, zawsze jest komuś potrzebne. Nierówni potrzebują siebie. To, co mam i to, czego nie mam, nawet to, czego nie mam komu dać, zawsze jest komuś potrzebne. Nierówni potrzebują siebie. To, co mam i to, czego
I cannot say that music like that is composed and created a lot in these days. I think coming back to live performances and real talents of instrumentalists, this is something that people, not that don't prize, but maybe we don't have so many talented, you know, arrangers, talented instrumentalists and songs that wanted to be arranged this way. That's so beautiful. It's a little bit throwback to the past, but boy, we want to be surrounded by live music like that. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but it was a risk, of course.
Yeah.
It's just because, you know, everybody can say, oh, it's old-fashioned and it's too delicate. People said like that. And nobody believed if I can put these poems who are very famous and people love this poet in Poland to bossa nova and samba. It just because it was an experiment.
Yeah.
The cool experiment.
Absolutely.
But they don't believe, so I take my old ideas and my old money and I did it.
That's why you are a great artist, because you don't need to think how people receive. I really think they'll always receive in welcome, you know, open arms. But to be great is really to be truthful to yourself. And you just took something. I don't know if this is a dangerous term. I think it's a beautiful term. You look at even James Bond, you know, the music that they play in movies like that. Is there 2020s, 2019, 18, 17 movies? There are movies the most, and they love throwback music, the big movies too. I don't know. I don't see this as like old-fashioned. I see this like bringing something that was the best many years ago to the day that is today. You know,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's just my
calming
my,
and my, gorgeous.
My small monuments, my thanks to people who were before me and who did a beautiful things.
That's inspiration,
like,
you know.
Yeah, like Brazilian Brazilian music and
sambas and all of this greatness.
Yeah.
Oh, you are lucky, because the music like that, and me too. I remember my parents, myself. I was crazy about, you know, this style of music.
Plus, I love the music which was before the Second War, especially in Europe, in Poland too, just because it was full of melody and harmony.
Yeah.
Which I try to mix with this Brazilian inspirations, and I dedicate this record to my grandma.
Aww.
grandma, who was the very special for me. People saying that everybody has somebody who giving the power of life. And she was like this. She was like this, and she infected me the joy of music. She said that the most beautiful music in the world is Polish song before the Second War, and she proved it. She just sit with me on the table, and she sing beautifully.
She
had a beautiful voice, really. But the most important thing was the joy. She just shut her eyes and she going to the to the place which I miss all the time.
Aww. But you reincarnated her soul in this music, and something of hers, I'm sure, and music that she was playing to you, which I am the biggest fan of, also before World War II songs, Polish songs, which they are loved to these days by so many. Then you're doing something right. I think I'm so proud of you. Now you are here. You are here, very busy. Again, Wendy, I don't even know how you stay and sit here not sleeping, because I know that the last few days, if not weeks, they were filled with recording sessions and working on another, or ending the 3-year-old project that you both have, that doesn't only include Mietek vocals, but a big group of people. Could you tell us, or both of you, what is this project about?
I had this idea. Mietek sings gospel music, and he loves gospel music. And I knew that early about him. I knew that the first year that we were working together. And through our dear friend, Władek Juszkiewicz.
We love Władek Juszkiewicz. He's here all the time.
Władek, who is, as you guys all know, the director of the Polish Film Festival here in L.A., and also a member of a certain choir in Los Angeles called Life Choir, whose director is the legendary H.B. Barnum, late of Aretha Franklin, who was, H.B. was Aretha's music director for 3 decades. And so Władek Juszkiewicz not only is the tall, white-haired Pole who runs the Polish Film Festival, but he's in this community gospel choir run by H.B. Barnum. And so when Mietek started coming to L.A., I had already known that Mietek loved gospel music, because his story, if you get him in the right mood and he tells the story about how the opera singer scared him to death when she put her arms around him and pounded his chest at 15. Oh. And he said,
trying to get the right notes.
I guess you'll be a great opera singer, which you would have been.
I'm sure.
But he heard Aretha Franklin that summer at the age of 15, and it really changed his life. So coincidentally, when he started coming here, we met Władek, and I was trying to get Władek to have Mietek sing at the film festival.
Of course.
And Władek saying, he said, no, we don't do music at the film festival. And then one year, Władek called me and said, we're going to do music at the film festival this year. And I want Mietek to sing, but I want my choir to sing too. Now, as a typical L.A. musician, you go, yeah, whatever. Okay, sure. I mean, yeah, I want Mietek to sing in this film festival because, so, okay, sure. Yeah, of course we'll work with your choir.
Your choir.
And Władek says, oh, I think you'll like my choir. It's like, oh, yeah, sure, man. So we went down to meet the choir, and here's H.B. Barnum and Life Choir.
What a choir.
And Mietek is like, this is Aretha Franklin's music director. You don't understand. So we began to work with them, and on our first album together, which was called Signs, which we still are going to release in America in a different form because it's a fabulous work, if I don't say so myself. We worked with the choir. And I said to Mietek, you've never done a gospel record. And you sing with all these wonderful gospel choirs in Poland, and you love this music. And we really...
You have, yeah.
We should do something. And then I was looking at Mr. Barnum, and I thought, it's been a long time since he's made a choir record. And I really want to make a tribute to H.B. and to his wonderful legacy, his great Hollywood arrangements of these wonderful gospel tunes. And so I decided on my own that we were going to make a record of Mietek Szczesniak, H.B. Barnum, Life Choir, with me producing and me running the show. And I went to H. and I said, I'm going to do this record. And he said, you can produce me. And I, of course, Mietek has never said that I could produce him, but that's okay. And I said, we're going to do this record. And we began to build this record. And we just finished our last overdubs yesterday. It's been a long haul. But one of the things that I was most proud of is that I commissioned a duet between H.B. Barnum and Mietek Szczesniak, which is quite delightful and funny. And I can't sing. H. is a great singer. H.B. Barnum is a living legend, people. You need to check him out. And this album we've made has gone from sort of Wendy's dream in little pieces on the table to it's looking pretty stout. It's looking really good.
How many songs on the album?
There's 12 on the album.
Oh, wow. 3 years in the making, but we are talking about big star coming here and going back and forth. We are talking you, who are also busy. We are talking choir. It's an event. Things like that don't happen.
No, it's a really fun record, and I'm very excited about it. Everybody and Soul, because it's going to be on the record.
Yes.
Let's pray that this one is playing. Let's see. Somehow I see you, choir, of course, you on big stage in Poland for sure. Like, whole album will be released there with tour, probably around, you know, the biggest European town.
Be a lot
you
to
need
put on the road.
To do it. I know. This is how many pieces? 20 people in there?
At least 20
people.
20
That's
in
not
the
easy.
Choir.
But we need the sponsors for this tour. Start from LA, Chicago, then you know, continent. That would be amazing.
Maybe airlines.
Maybe a lot.
Please call us.
Yes, please, lot. You know, direct one tiny airplane filled with amazing, amazing people. We can bring them to Warsaw or from Warsaw to America. We really can make this big. That's a big sound,
Isn't
a great sound. Really, it's like perfect marriage between continents.
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
Yes, it is.
We have one more song because time is running out and we need to play it. Jest jeden świat.
Yeah, there is only one world. This is a song which I give to the foundation with handicapped people. It calls the jak się mówi zaczarowana piosenka?
Zaczarowana, when it's something like magically spellbound song. Yes.
It sounds like that. This is the foundation of very famous Polish actor Anna Dymna, who just helping handicapped people who have a talent, who are beautiful singers and musicians, to just show, to sing with the stars, the songs with the stars and something like that. And I recorded with them this song, Jest jeden świat, just because the poet says that there is no two words, two meaning, two realities. It's only one.
One world,
you know. And it was a great motto, great sentence for them, and they took it like a quiet anthem of this festival.
That's cool.
It's so good.
So beautiful. Now we know you a little bit more. I know we have really no time to talk more about your charitable heart because you are working with a lot of charities and you're doing so many good things for children, for people who need music to bring attention on their life issues. And, you know, when we have shows like that, we can very fast to find out that life is beautiful. People are wonderful. Just we need output, outcome, and we need to gather. We need to be together. We need to be maybe not equal, but we need to work together. You know, the same in Poland, in Germany, and in America. World is beautiful, and we have one life in this world to live. Then we better respect our lives, you know. Then please, I cannot wait to listen to this one. It's Only One World.
Okay.
Yes, jeden świat.
Hello, unequals.
Okay, do we have the same situation? Oh my gosh, pardon me. Yeah, we have like Christmas tree on my computer, but it's again stuck. I promise I will play next Monday if we cannot make this work.
Okay.
But for right now, you are leaving LA soon, yes?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Thank you so much for making this time, both of you, and come here. And
Thank you.
Anytime when you want that. We don't need to wait till March until your album will be finished. Anytime, please call me. I don't even have your phone number. In Warsaw, we are leaving to Warsaw with my daughter, which she's also a singer, but you know, we'll be sharing world between two countries too right now. She will be probably working in London, and I have stuff going on. Then it's again, she's a singer, a songwriter. Something good will happen with world, and maybe one day we all will be on one stage and you need to be with us in Warsaw back.
Oh, I
know you
Warsaw.
Are there all the time.
Get on that bus, that lot 21 and 22.
Okay, we still have a little time, but I would like to play Natasha Mira a little bit song, because you are taking a lot of risks in music and taking and create the music, both of you, that you decided to, and not thinking what people, how they will receive, if this is good for today, if this is something that maybe is not so much played on radio, or maybe is, you know, you don't think commercialism, you really think what your heart wants to create and you go for it. And I just, that's why you're an artist, not singer, you know.
And I want to say something. It's a really important thing in life of artists, just because there are what's the idol is? Idol is somebody who creating the reality, and people wants to go to this reality, wants to be with you, with your words, with your
follow you,
kind
yes,
of
yes.
Thoughts, thinking, with your feelings. And this is the most important prize which artists can take from audience, the attention. This record, which nobody want before, now it's a gold record, which I so thankful.
Just follow your dreams, do what your heart says you're supposed to do, speak out your truth, and for artists is the most important, and to be this way. And you really, year after year, you're proving that you are developing your taste for different things. God, thank you. You have amazing people working for you. And obvious, we cherish your talent, both of your talents. You know,
thank you.
Yeah, just I want you to listen to Natashka, my daughter, her, because she's taking chances on what she likes to compose. And trust me, it's not what really can be heard on radio too much, but it's pure and original. Calling out to me, Natasha Mira.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be, dancing moments in the air. I wanna
I think we can be so only proud that, you know, we are talking about classical music, big instrumentation.
I think it's wonderful.
And now she's 24.
Beautiful voice.
Really beautiful.
She took
and really cool.
Thank you much. And it's so funny because she released on Facebook a video with this song, and she has arrangers from all around the world contacting her right now. We already recorded in Switzerland, we recorded in Germany in a song, we are flying right now to Poland, two songs in America. She's recording for her album. She wanted six songs because first cost money, second said, mommy, there's a style that's bigger than life, who will right away jump and understand what
that's
I want to speak
it's
out.
Really
it's true.
Cool.
Yeah. She's 24, writes her music, writes her style, and people understand. Instrumentalists, live instrumentalists, yeah. Not only are joining her on the idea what she wants to achieve. Without people don't ask, will this be commercial? Will this be successful? Will this be? They just believe like you in the in her gospel album with a choir, with you, with old-fashioned, what we think is old-fashioned music brought to the 2020th as the most freshest things that we can hear right now, making people listen and decide maybe this is what they really want, not what they ask us to want on the radio or somewhere else. Then I'm just very proud of both of you because having this artist in your hands is something so, so special, but also 11 years of friendships and love between both countries. You are visiting Poland many times. You are practically half of us right now anyway, you know, and you coming back to America thinking that this country is your country, you know.
Kind of, you know, I'm just like you have my dreams. And dreaming about possibilities, just because in America there's this incredible mix of cultures, and in you can be inspired, and you can do different things. You can try that, and this is a land of possibilities.
Yeah.
It's possibilities, and you know, I have a green card, so. I'm
so
just
cool.
My destiny is like yours a little.
Yes, you know, then that's why I want. World is the one, it's really one. And having the right to travel and just become an artist are really lucky. We can settle in any country and create our art and become one of people that we choose to be surrounded with. You have two countries you call home. We have wonderful friendship, and I'm so excited to have you back whenever you will be back. Or just write me, call me. We will be playing this Jest Jeden Świat. It's one world. Drives me crazy. I cannot end. And I'm trying to push it. I don't know. I have Christmas tree on my... looks like Christmas tree. Green one, and just they stay, and we cannot open the song. And I hope next
this
Monday I'll be playing one time.
Magic!
Just please, yes, I don't know what's happened, but we need to talk to the engineer. For today, I love you so much for this time, for both
Thank
of you. You both are tired, but we had you here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And bye-bye. Then, for right now, bye-bye. Till next Monday, Ilona Europa Accent on LA Talk Radio with Mietek Szcześniak and Wendy Waldman.
Thank you.
I love you both so much. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.